WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
After weeks of hype, the new version of Robin Hood, starring Kevin Costner, opened today. Stephen Schiff has a review.
The magic of the great old adventure films of the 30s and 40s is hard to define. Movies like Captain Blood and The Seahawk, and the greatest of them all, the 1938 Adventures of Robin Hood, these weren't auteurist masterpieces. No great artist stamped his indelible personality on these pictures. They were studio products, entertainment machines that were a triumph of collaboration. The scripts were lively and graceful and full of throwaway wit. The storytelling was clear and simple and heartfelt. The scores were usually by Eric Korngold, and they were exhilarating and majestic. Most important of all, the movies had a magical hero, rakish and sexy and naughty, a man's man and also a kind of eternal boy, suffused with virtues almost beyond his control. That sort of mustachioed Peter Pan vitality required a special kind of actor, and Hollywood luckily managed to come up with the goods not once, but twice, in the silent era with Douglas Fairbanks and in the sound era with Errol Flynn. Just pronounce the name of Kevin Costner in that company, and you instantly know what's wrong with the new Robin Hood Prince of Thieves. Of all the American box office stars who've emerged in the past decade, surely Costner is the blandest. Even Patrick Swayze has more verve. There's no danger in Costner. All his edges have worn smooth. The voice is thin and piping, and it has no music, especially in this movie in which the strain of working his slack all-American jaw around all these fake British lines really shows.
I'm Robin of Locksley, and my men are thirsty. Surely the Lord has the charity to spare a few barrels for good Christian men. Yes?
Actually, he's best whispering. Here he is in the evil sheriff of Nottingham's church, where he's trying to get to know the noble maid Marian, played by Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio.
Hello.
What are you doing here?
Searching my soul.
I do not wish to be seen with an outlaw.
You prefer the company of Nottingham?
There's a price on your head.
How much?
100 gold pieces.
Is that all? I shall have to annoy the good sheriff more. Soon it will be 1,000.
For 1,000, I would turn you in myself.
You know what happens. Robin returns from the Crusades to find that the sheriff, played by Alan Rickman, has confiscated his lands and is exploiting the populace. So Robin heads for Sherwood Forest, where he joins with such famous Nottingham outcasts as Little John and Will Scarlet and Friar Tuck to steal from the rich and give to the poor. The new version sticks faithfully to the legend, except for some small changes of the politically correct Dances with Wolves variety. And for those familiar with the story, Robin Hood is a bit of a plod. Kevin Reynolds' direction doesn't help. His action scenes are muddy and badly cut, and they lack the all-important sense of geography that tells us where we are in a room or in a castle. The cinematography is surprisingly soupy and dank, and the music is a dull Korngold imitation that only reminds you of what you're missing. In the end, Robin Hood is almost offensively mild. It hums along pleasantly enough, but it won't make you forget, say, the snide comment your boss made in the elevator. In fact, the movie's only memorable moments come from Alan Rickman, who, as the sheriff of Nottingham, picks his teeth, leers and slurps, and even at one point goes completely cross-eyed in a breathless attempt to kick some energy into the film. Rickman has never given a hammier, more monstrously exaggerated performance in his life. In the middle of Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, it's a sweet relief.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.